This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
It is 6:05 in the evening, and we have been talking a little bit actually over the last hour about this. Basically, as we discussed, Tabung Harapan is going to be ceasing collections by December 31st this year. That's according to Finance Minister Lim Guan Eng. They've collected about 196.3 million, so almost 200 million ringgit over the time that it's been open. And I suppose now we're kind of hitting that point where we wonder what's next, right? And what does this mean? Where is this money going to go?
Yes. So, well, hopefully it's going to pay off the national debt somehow. But also, you know, there was going to be a natural decline in these contributions anyway. I mean, it was driven by hype. It was driven by euphoria of May the 9th, and people felt a need to give. But then I guess when the realities of the world kind of settle in as well, when you're paying your taxes and, you know, if the economy is a little slow and the ringgit is performing really badly against the dollar, every ringgit counts, right? So you begin to think, okay, maybe not. I'm not going to go put in 2,000 ringgit or 3,000 ringgit into Tabung Harapan. So December 31st feels like a very logical cutoff point.
I think so, yeah. I mean, from May 9th, well, it didn't start on May 9th, but basically from May to December.
Yes.
I think that's just about right. Although we have been asking you as well, how do you feel about this, right? Did you contribute? And where would you like to see that money go? Because again, 200 million, it's a lot. It's a lot to a layperson, but to a country, it's not an awful lot in terms of, well, not to a country anyway, but trillions when we're at that level in debt.
$1 trillion.
1.3, right?
Is it?
Something like that. We don't sound very well informed. But the point is, when you're talking about those kinds of numbers, then 200 million, you start to wonder, do you want to kind of try and make a dent in that monolith, or do you want to put it to other use? So let us know. How do you feel about the Tabung Harapan, and where would you like to see that money go? You can WhatsApp us at 018-789-8899. You can also call us 7733-2900 and tweet us at BFM Radio. So KW says, I wanted to contribute, but the third national car project stopped me from doing so. And then we've also got Linda who says, I contributed and I hope that aside from clearing the country's debt, any surplus will go to social welfare needs of the most vulnerable, who have been the greatest victims of the financial crime that plagued the country.
Hey, you know, they were talking about trying to use some of that Syntax money, for example, to create health initiatives.
Yes.
Maybe this 200 million, because I think the Syntax 5% comes up to about 300 million or
something like that.
Something
like that, yeah. Aaron says, I didn't contribute because I'm not in the best shape financially, but I'm paying my PTPTN diligently and I'm pretty darn proud of that, especially when reading about how so many people are not paying up their debts.
Aaron, you need to be applauded for that because you're right. People just feel entitled and they don't actually pay those debts.
Misa, I didn't donate. I think that they should use that money to build some schools in rural areas in Sarawak. At least the donors can say I contributed towards building that school. Kevin, I'm not dumb enough to contribute into Tabung Harapan. In my opinion, there's only my money and other people's money. They can spend the money everywhere, anywhere they like, because it's not my money. For those dumb enough to contribute, dumb is a strong word here, Kevin. For those who are dumb enough to contribute, I'm not going to thank you because it's not my money. The money will only be well spent if it is in our pockets. If the people are all right with such donations, wouldn't it be more logical that they accept the fact that the money is gone forever and carry on with their work and lives?
Oh, Kevin, taking a hard stand.
And on the flip side of that, Arihan says the Tabung is more of a symbol of patriotism. The last time Malaysians did this was in 1956 when we donated to Tunku.
Yes.
To go to the UK to claim our independence. I think there is something to that about how about the symbolism of it.
Wait, also in the 80s, let's not forget, people contributed so we could get the World Cup on RTM.
Yes.
That also happened.
That also happened. Sunny, from an economic standpoint, I still feel that it's irresponsible for a government to accept donations to pay off government debt because it isn't like personal debt. Sunny, get back in touch with us and tell us then, where would you rather see that go? Because
right.
I'd like to hear about that. So far, it seems like people want it to go towards welfare and building sort of social safety nets.
Yeah. Speaking of Tabung Harapan, I mean, Dr. M had recently come out to say that the administration rejected a 100 million ringgit donation to the Tabung Harapan Fund because they felt that the donor was trying to influence the government. He declined to name the company behind it. But of course, the political timing of this is also very, very apt, given Najib Razak's interview on AJ's 101 East, where he was like, well, they wanted to give me money, so I took it. I didn't ask where it was coming from.
I assumed. Anyway, keep your thoughts coming. You can WhatsApp us 018-789-8899. You can call us 7733-2900. We'd like to know, did you contribute to Tabung Harapan? And whether you did or didn't, where would you like to see that money go? In the meantime, let's cross over now to Cynthia Gabriel. She's the director for the Centre to Combat Corruption and Cronyism. Cynthia, thank you so much for joining us on the show. As we discussed earlier, Tabung Harapan has collected donations of almost 2 million ringgit. And while it's definitely not enough to settle government debt, it's still a sizable fund. How has the government fared in terms of managing this fund in a transparent way?
Hello. Thank you very much for having me.
And always a pleasure.
Writing some opinions. Firstly, congratulations for actually putting out a poll or a way in which the Malaysian public and Malaysian citizens who so ardently donated to the Tabung can actually give their feedback on how it should be used. I think that is definitely the right way. Because we must remember that when the Tabung was set up, it was really out of so much public euphoria.
Right.
That there was a change and a lot of goodwill that people really wanted to assist in the nation building and fixing the system, etc. Although I agree from the earlier comments that from an economic standpoint, it wasn't really the best thing to do to actually get the public to donate towards government spending, etc. Something was not quite right about that. But we had the Tabung, and people were very ardently donating. So now it's a question of transparency for us. It's really important to actually list out donations that were made. Who?
Right.
And of course, if the person wanted to remain anonymous, then fine. But in reality, and as much as possible, we should strive to actually show the kinds of donations that were made. So one of the worries and concerns is that we didn't want, for example, property developers actually pumping in money with the hope of actually getting something back in return, or any other businesses, for example. So it's a people's fund. And whoever contributed to it should actually look at it in the perspective of a people's fund. So the people then decide what they want to do with it. So
Cynthia,
very good ideas to actually build a hospital or two, build schools, etc., so it would be known. But I would actually suggest that this fund gets to become part of how the reforms in Malaysia can actually take place. So there's an entire reform agenda which was shaped by the Pakatan Manifesto. And so some of it can actually go into shaping these reforms. So even if we need to build new institutions or we need to enhance the minimum wage of the workers, I think there was a lot of outcry over the 50 ringgit raise. These are ways in which we can actually plug in very effectively to make sure that some of the reforms we've been dreaming about that could become a reality in this new context can actually have funding to support these. So out of a poll, we can then actually prioritize which are the most important areas. But it's not so much about building a longkang in my area or building a school in my area, but it's about the national context. And people need to actually look at, okay, if there are so many areas in Sarawak that does not have proper hospital facilities, for example, then that could be on a higher priority list when people actually vote in for what they think would be very important. So I actually want to put it back to the people who may have donated, or even those that didn't, because they didn't really understand the reason for the Tabung in the first place. But now we have this, and I think the issue of transparency is crucial for accountability in how these funds are going to be used.
No, I think you're absolutely right.
There will never be satisfaction over which is more important than the other. So that is why I think a list of, let's say, maybe the top three areas that this fund can be actually utilized for reforms in the new Malaysia.
Cynthia, no, I mean, you're absolutely right. I think there won't be satisfaction with regards to how they spend that money. Also, because 200 million isn't that much. And so all of these competing, I guess, ideologies and competing lobby groups will come into play. I mean, how do you gauge what is more important, roads in Sarawak or a hospital in Kedah? I mean, do you think that maybe the 200 million or 196 million should just actually go back into the national kitty to repay that debt, maybe that 1 MDB debt?
Well, I think this is a little bit different. It could be what many people think it would be best used for, because there's a big hole in the economy now, and they need to actually fill it up because of all that stealing that happened with the previous administration. Sorry, I just had to bring that in. but the point here is really about this is individuals and maybe companies that may have donated into the tabung out of goodwill. So if it goes back into the big kitty, there needs to be a much higher degree of accountability and transparency on how these funds are actually utilized. And I want to say that even for all the assets that are being returned from the stolen 1 MDB money and corruption scandals that are being investigated now, the same high degree of accountability needs to be exercised for how much money is brought back, and in this case, how much money is in Tabung Harapan, which the government has clearly outlined. Who has actually contributed? So there should be a listing of the donors, and how it will be utilized should actually come from a public pool of feedback. So I think this exercise is actually very good. So what BFM is doing is one platform for people to actually express. The other is, if it goes back into the national kitty, then the finance ministry and the Malaysian government must actually have a separate budget for how this 200 million is going to be utilized. So it could be part of the bigger kitty, but the 200 million then will have to be something the finance ministry will have to outline that, okay, this is what it's going to be used for, so people know and they can actually track that the money is not going to be wasted on something inconsequential.
Cynthia, I mean, on that note about accountability, so looking ahead towards, say, the first quarter or the first half of 2019, since the close of this contributions is going to happen on December 31st, what is the timeline that, I mean, you think people might be comfortable with, or that the government needs to kind of start communicating, okay, look, this is where we're allocating it, this is what you can expect? Because for my part, I think I would like to hear about it sooner rather than later.
Well, definitely, because it would be actually good to deal with it together when Budget 2019 is tabled in Parliament. And then there could be another supplementary additional discussions on Tabung Harapan's utilization of the funds after. So that people have a sense that, okay, up to December 31st, we're going to reach this amount, say maybe 250 million or whatever the amount that can be reached, and it will actually go into something very specific, say maybe building 10 hospitals and where. And then, you know, that could be the way in which the money could be distributed. So it's better to actually start having the poll now, so that by December 31st, there would be a kind of plan, or at least a priority for how the money could be utilized, and then the government can actually take it on from there.
Cynthia, I'm curious as to what you think the knock-on effect has been of the government introducing something like the Tabung Harapan. I mean, has it helped in any way create this perception that they are transparent and corruption-free? I mean, do you think there is any downside, for example, appearing like they are going to the public with a begging bowl?
Well, I expressed one concern just now, which is the type of donors that could be pumping money into the Tabung Harapan. That is a big concern, which requires a very high degree of transparency to actually neutralize the possibilities of patronage politics and cronyism that could actually take shape from this. Which an example would be, I said just now, like property developers or any other kinds of business that were hoping to get favors from the government. wanting to actually pump in money into this tabung so that they would look like they are very much in support.
Yes.
So I think these are things that we need to guard against, because in the new Malaysian context now, we cannot repeat the mistakes of the old, where businesses are actually made to survive in an environment that depends on patronage politics. So that has to end, because businesses will probably be more happy to actually have a cleaner environment, an environment that doesn't actually need them to beg for favors, etc. But it's a competitive environment in which there is open tenders, and you know, people actually bid because they are able to do the job, and so on and so forth. So back to Tabung Harapan, I think the type of donors will actually be very necessary to be reviewed, unless they absolutely don't want to be exposed. So I think those that might have donated more than a million or some threshold like that, you would need to require a higher degree of transparency. Like, is there a vested interest in making such a big donation? Or was it just purely out of goodwill? So nothing in exchange for that big donation. So that actually is very important. But something like the Tabung Harapan should not actually be a repeat occurrence, because in the way in which the economy is actually run, you shouldn't actually go back to the people and ask them to donate, because
correct,
people are already paying taxes to get the government running. So when you pay taxes, that is what it is for. It's the taxpayers actually putting money into the administration for things to actually run, for services to be delivered, and so on and so forth. So this isn't actually something that should be encouraged for the future. But I could understand that based on the fact that the change happened after 60 years, there was such a mess with the economy, everyone felt that they wanted to play a part and make a difference. So one-off thing would be completely understandable, but not for it to be repeated.
Well, Cynthia, thank you so much for your thoughts. That was really, really appreciated. That was, of course, Cynthia Gabriel talking to us. She's the director of the Centre to Combat Corruption and Cronyism.
And we've been asking for your thoughts.
Yes.
Have you contributed to the fund? And whether you did or didn't, as Cynthia says, where would you like to see it go?
Where would you like to see it go?
Yeah, it matters. Jack says, I did not contribute. I paid lots and lots of taxes into this corrupt system. Symbolism is a joke. The cronies should pay up, not you and me. Mohan says, invest the money to generate folds of money to pay the trillions. William says, some portions of the fund is sufficient to fund government hospitals to purchase more medicine. Shahrizal says, use the money to take one toll off the road.
You could, just the one. Yes.
You'd have a civil war over which toll that would be. You know that, right? People are going to get really mad about that. Another listener, it could have been more. Koreans contributed $1 billion during the Asian financial crisis. Anyway, we should use it to finance NGOs. Stephen says, I did not donate, as 200 million is a drop in the ocean of 1 trillion ringgit worth of national debt. Practically speaking, better for the government of the day to stop the economic rot and devise policies to bring us back to a balanced budget. Fingers crossed for that.
We'll find out on Friday.
Spend the funds on healthcare costs, check out the availability of medicine and the cost at government-linked hospitals. So a lot of interest in improving hospitals there. Dina, hi guys, I didn't contribute because I don't believe in contributing to governments, whichever side of the political divide they are from. I contribute by not cheating on my taxes.
And I think that is something that shouldn't be required to be said, but yes, yet it is, right?
Yeah.
I think paying your taxes, repaying those PTPTN loans, for example, all of that makes a difference.
And it shouldn't be discounted just because you didn't participate in a big symbolic act. I think that's important to note. Let's see what Fauzi has to say. We've got Fauzi on the line. Good evening. What are your thoughts?
Hi, both. Okay, this is my thought. When you open up something, you ask for to help to do item A, then you should use the money for that. If you say it's to settle the debt, use it to settle the debt. Mm. If you want it to build hospitals, then put another tabung out there, tabung hospital. When people give you money, don't be, you know, like, it's like you have money for shopping. Oh, now I have money, but I forgot what I got it for. You know?
Right, yes.
Like, So you've contributed it, and you know that it's to pay off debt. So pay it off. Even though it's little, it still contributes to the cause. So just keep focused on what was the money asked for. So to me, I didn't put any single cent in it because I have my own beliefs. But since you asked for it to pay debt, then pay debt. Don't think about anything else. Yeah.
Fauzi, I'm curious about this. I mean, what level of accountability would you be comfortable with in terms of this repayment, right? Like, what kind of thing would you need to see in order to think, yeah, okay, that's where it went. Good.
Yeah. Okay. First, we have accounting is there. You could assemble a team to actually just publish that you paid off the money using that fund.
Yeah.
Use that fund to pay. It's like you go to a bank and you pay off. Look, here's your money. Thank you, Kevin. You give me 200 ringgit. I'm going to use this money to pay off my debt. But then later I come back to you and I say, oh, sorry, Kevin. Anyway, I thought I needed a new pair of trousers, so I just 50 bucks for that. You know? I asked it to pay off debt. Then pay off debt. So why think about hospital, charity, NGO and all that? If you want it for charity, open another tabung.
Yeah.
Get a tabung for charity. Then people who really want to contribute for charity, because in the future, if you ask money from me again or anybody and you say you're going to use it for cause A, so after collecting it after 6 months, and then you say, oh, by the way, we're going to use it for cause B, C, D instead of A, then it's unfair.
No.
Nobody will trust you anymore.
No, you're absolutely right, Fauzi. Thank you very much for that call. I think that a lot of people do believe that, this idea that, well, you know, they're going to come a calling. They're going to call in that 1MDB debt at some point. And, you know, if it's 196 million, you can be like, well, this is what your donations have gone to.
It's part of transparency, right?
Yes.
You said you wanted it for this, do it. Keep your thoughts coming, though. We would love to hear from you. Did you contribute to Tabung Harapan? And whether you did or didn't, where would you like to see the money go? Are you like Fauzi? You'd rather see it just go back to pay the debt? Or do you think hospitals, schools, things like that are also worthy ways to spend that money? 7733-2900 is the number to call. You can WhatsApp us 018-789-8899. Tweet us at BFM Radio. We will get to your messages right after the news. Keep it here, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my. BFM 89.9. The Business Station.